As you heard the big voice guys say, it's the Water Cooler, Sports Radio 1400, sportsradio1400.com, and on your smartphone with the free iHeartRadio application. And right now, we are kind of, normally during the football season, we do Fantasy Football Fridays. Stephen Kelly from WQAW TV18 steps in, and we co-host a show together. Last year, we had it on for all 17 weeks of the NFL regular season. This year, because of the way high school football is and because of all the things going on at TV18, you'll see their new set sometime next week. They've been really busy over there in the sports department. So in lieu of that, we decided that for the preseason, for those of you guys who are getting ready for your fantasy draft, that we would bring on somebody who out of the market, out of Eau Claire, somebody who hosts a show that you hear right here on Sports Radio 1400 Sunday mornings from 8 until 10 called Fantasy Football Freaks. Mike Harmon is one of the hosts of that, and he joins us live now. A lot of people getting ready for their drafts. In years past, people really value the running back position. In most leagues, it's been the position of a lot of importance, but we're seeing a lot of teams now with the two backs, the three backs, where they split the carries up so much. Is running back still the most important position in fantasy football?
Well, you still blame Mike Shanahan for getting it all started back in what we now call the fifth ring of hell, from Denver now into Washington. But, you still have those top backs, those guys that you know are the workhorses, your Petersons, your Mendenhalls. They're still going to creep up towards the top of the board. But we're seeing more of the wide receivers, more of the elite quarterbacks, and then certainly we're seeing more variance in how people are scoring their leagues, which kind of sets things apart in a whole other direction, particularly at quarterback, where you're seeing the Magnificent Seven, as we call them, creeping up into earlier rounds.
Yeah, and we look at, of course, the running back position. A lot of people now, too, it's kind of the same thing happening at receiver this year, where you've really only got that top group of elite guys, and then there's a whole bunch of guys in the middle where you don't know what kind of year they're going to have.
Right. No, that's exactly right. I mean, you're looking at, from the wideout standpoint, whether White or Andre Johnson is your flavor, they're at one and two. And then you've got Calvin Johnson, Hakeem Nicks, and Larry Fitzgerald, just because they have more than the equivalent of me throwing in the ball this year. But beyond that, it really starts to become a muddled mess of, all right, do you buy into what Brandon Lloyd did last year? The fun fact of the day, take this to the water cooler, as it were. He only caught 50% of the balls thrown to him last year.
That's interesting.
50%. A little bit frightening as you think about it. It was, hey, run past the green Chevy and put your hands up, and maybe it'll hit you. So you've got a lot of question marks, a lot of guys that look the same. A guy like Mike Wallace in Pittsburgh, a lot of speed, a lot of options there. Ben Roethlisberger's got his choices. But the question is, how many catches are we looking at? He had 60 a year ago. Can we dare say he gets to 75? If so, then he starts creeping towards that elite. But one guy we do have to worry about, and really the offense as a whole is in question, is the Peyton Manning injury looming large. And with Reggie Wayne coming out and throwing the new acquisition under the bus, interesting times and from a normally stable organization.
You mentioned stability, and I was going to bring this up too. One of the positions that actually has some stability is the quarterback position. Even with Peyton Manning dealing with the injury, there are a lot of good quarterbacks that you can pick up in your fantasy drafts.
Yeah, it's pretty deep this year. I mean, you've got the elite, and again, going back to the scoring, if you're in the old rules, you got 1 point for 50 passing yards, so the variance wasn't as huge. But now you're looking at some giving you one per 20 passing yards. So, the Matt Schaubs all the way up to the Breeze and the Aaron Rodgers, of course, Rodgers being the number one, because he'll run because he has to, not because he wants to just run out into space and put himself in harm's way, like Michael Vick, who's the guy that we have to really evaluate closely. And for owners that want to go dance on that ledge, they've got to circle back to the quarterback position probably faster than ever. But two guys that are on the horizon, Stafford in Detroit. Is this the year that they can keep him upright? Certainly has enough weapons, and really like Nate Burleson and Titus Young as very deep ninjas, as we call them on the Fantasy Freak shows. We've killed the term sleepers. We just don't use it. It's so, 2000 late, as Fergie once sang, so we go a little deeper and go into the ninjas. But then you've also got Sam Bradford in St. Louis. Big-time yardage last year. The efficiency wasn't there, but really wish they'd gone and gotten him a true number one wide receiver. Not quite sure Mike Sims-Walker is the guy that's going to get him to that next level.
Yeah, Sims-Walker had a little bit of success in Jacksonville the 1 year, but yeah, you're right. It's going to be an interesting one. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, Fantasy Football Freaks, you hear it Sunday mornings here on Sports Radio 1400. You know, we're talking about the main positions. Obviously, you know, you look at other positions like tight end, you look at your special teams. Heck, if you're in a league like me, defensive individuals, obviously there's a lot of time where we could break down each and every position, but I think you know the main guys to pick in those ones. I more or less wanted to look at guys maybe to look to not only draft some guys that might be getting passed up a bit, but also some guys to avoid. I think the number one guy on my board that I've actually, in case I happen to fall asleep Saturday morning, I'm producing a show, so I don't know if I'll be paying attention, but one guy I made sure that doesn't get auto-picked for me is Peyton Hill is from Cleveland. Just don't see him having the same success he had last year.
Yeah, he's one of the curious cases of, you know, where do you value a guy like that? They've got Hardesty coming back, expecting to see him play in the preseason game for this week. And obviously Colt McCoy coming into his own a little bit, still trying to figure out what that receiving core looks like. They like Greg Little. You've still got Ben Watson, Evan Moore, the tight end. He's one of those super ninjas, I guess would we call them, the tight end position. You could pretty much throw him in a bag. There's like 50 guys that work this year, obviously exaggerating, but we do get to about 25. But with Peyton Hillis, I've got him ranked 16th or 17th among running backs, and part of me thinks it's too low. Because you look at the way the schedule sets up for them, if we can get him to dominate the first 13 weeks, we don't care about the last five this time, because he has the luxury of, in December, of playing all his games against the Ravens and the Steelers. So he may dominate for you in the first 13 weeks, become the fantasy playoffs. Probably not a guy you're looking to.
Definitely. Talking to Mike Harmon again, Fox Sports Radio, Fantasy Football Freaks. You know, now we look at some guys, too, that we might be looking to pick up. Obviously, quarterback is an easy position to look at because there's so many talented ones, but where people really win and lose their leagues the last couple of years is the guys that pick up a breakout running back, a breakout receiver in different places. Who are some guys you got your eyes on this year?
Well, you get a little bit sneaky. You roll the dice and you sell your soul to the devil of Shanahan. But Roy Helu out of Nebraska is a guy you look at, with Tim Hightower established as the number one right now. Fumbleitis has cost him his starting job every time he's had it in Arizona. Terrain hasn't been healthy. That's a guy Shanahan loves. But as we saw last year, right as he gets on a roll, little dinged up, and suddenly he's out of the lineup again. So, Haley, a guy who could have an opportunity, and look, the passing game isn't exactly something that's going to light things on fire. They're going to have to run the ball to be competitive at all. So, he's one guy. Lance Kendricks, the tight end in St. Louis, mentioned Sims Walker. Sure, seven touchdowns each of the last 2 years, but basically you're rolling the 20-sided Dungeons and Dragon die, trying to predict your fortunes as what you were going to get from him on a week-to-week basis. So we kick him to the curb. Plus, all those other guys are still injured or coming back off injuries. Alexander and Avery, guys you like on paper. Brandon Gibson might be the one guy in the receiving core you can trust, and you can get him right before you draft your kicker in defense in the final round. So a couple of guys that pop out there. Mike Tolbert also still being drafted as a late third running back, maybe even a fourth, and could slide off the radar in leagues. Ryan Matthews sliding back a little bit. Both of those guys, I think, at their current average draft slot, represent pretty solid value. And then we go into the Bears. Based on what we'd seen the last couple weeks, the Johnny Knox thing, I don't know if you got to hear the clip from the receivers coach about 2 weeks ago where he went into an expletive-laden tirade against reporters saying that Knox demanded a trade. Well, last year we saw Devin Aromashadu was the flavor of the month, and by the time the regular season came, he wasn't playing at all. I think Roy Williams may be headed to the same thing. As a result, Johnny Knox is slipped in a lot of drafts based on the earlier information, so you may get him as a really good value guy as a third wide receiver when he's being drafted as a fifth right now. And then Earl Bennett, the guy that used to play at Vandy with Cutler, banged up a little bit last year. He was probably the heart of the whole argument when March was saying that Knox had been handed the job and didn't have to earn it. Well, Bennett's back and ready to go. So he's one of those guys, particularly in a PPR league, that may have great value for you, provided Jay Cutler stands up, of course.
Definitely. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, Fantasy Football Freaks. You'll hear it this Sunday morning from 8 until 10. I guess we'll go with one last question. I'm in a keeper league. I'm going to ask for the good decision, bad decision, or Brett Favre decision on this one. I had three keeper. We had with three keepers in previous years, and now we had to go down to two. So my guys, I had Roddy White, Adrian Peterson, Peyton Manning. I decided to let Peyton Manning go. I'll figure in the third or fourth round I'll find a decent quarterback in that spot. Looking at the positions too, running back and receiver, had a couple of established guys, guys near the top in their rankings, and as I said, quarterback's kind of deep. I feel like it was a good decision, but others might disagree.
No, you definitely are heading that way. One, you're looking at Manning with his age, obviously the neck injury, and so on. But the bigger issue is just that quarterback. If you with Peterson and Roddy White have either the first or second player ranked on most boards. I've got Peterson at three, but either way, top three guys at either position, which means you know you're stacked at the start. And then a quarterback or two will probably get dropped back into the mix as well, as we talked about at the beginning. I mean, there's more depth and a few more guys starting to emerge. Bradford or, you know, Castle, even though he's having a little trouble picking up the system, you're looking at they upgraded their offense, and Dwayne Bowe seemingly caught anything thrown his way. Bradford, Sanchez with a little bit better offense. I mean, there's going to be depth at quarterback, and who knows, maybe one of those big guys will even fall into your lap at the top of the board.
That'd be pretty awesome. Mike Harmon again. Mike, thanks for your time, and I'm sure we'll be talking again down the road. We cover a lot of fantasy football here in the town, so we'll also have you make sure we promote your show on Sunday mornings on Fox Sports Radio from 8 until 10 right here on Sports Radio. Thanks for your time, man.
Appreciate it, man. Have the folks jump in at Freak Nation. We are on Twitter at Fantasy Freaks, answering lineup calls and having a little bit of fun.
Definitely. We'll make sure we get that out there. Thanks again, Mike.